From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Saturday was a deadly day in Damascus with at least 46 people, most of them Iraqi pilgrims, killed in twin bombings that targeted a religious shrine. More than 120 others were wounded. Images from the scene showed several wrecked tourist buses with eyeglasses, shoes, cell phones, sandals, and a mangled wheelchair scattered in the blood-stained wreckage. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Islamic State militants and other Sunni extremists have carried out similar attacks in the past. Syrian authorities and monitors cited conflicting reports about the cause of the explosions. State television blamed them on two bombs that had been planted. The Shiite militant group Hezbollah said that suicide bombers carried explosives to the shrine, which marks one of the seven gates to the old city of Damascus. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party won a landslide victory in the politically crucial northern state of Uttar Pradesh, giving the Indian leader a huge boost halfway through his term. The country's most populous state, where the BJP swept away the ruling Samajwadi Party, was the biggest electoral prize of the five states which went to the polls in recent weeks. Modi personally led his party's campaign in Uttar Pradesh, promising growth and defending his controversial ban on high-value currency notes, which many had feared would alienate poor voters in the impoverished state. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hundreds of protesters held a demonstration outside the Dutch embassy in Ankara early Sunday. The protest was in response to the Dutch government's decision to bar the Turkish foreign minister from landing in the Netherlands Saturday. The minister was scheduled to address a rally in support of a Turkish referendum to extend the powers of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said Saturday afternoon his country's problem was that it was a Turkish minister who would be campaigning in the Netherlands amongst Dutch people ahead of Turkey's referendum. Many European Union countries objected to visits by Turkish ministers. Ankara wants to drum up support among the millions of Turks living in Europe to give President Erdogan more powers, which could see him remain in office until 2029. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence appealed to voters in Kentucky to support a battle in Congress to replace the nation's health care law with a bill being pushed by Republican Party leaders. Pence called on voters to support the American Health Care Act, saying that former President Obama's health care plan had failed to live up to its promises.
President Trump and I know at the end of the day, after a good and vigorous debate, we know Kentucky will be there and we will repeal and replace Obamacare once and for all.
President Trump, his running mate Pence, and Republican Party leaders are facing opposition from both sides of the political spectrum as they try to promote their replacement for the health insurance law known popularly as Obamacare, which has been in force since 2010. An intruder with a backpack who scaled the outer perimeter fence around the White House was arrested shortly before midnight Friday. Uniformed Secret Service officers took 26-year-old Jonathan Tran of California into custody without incident. White House officials said President Trump was in the mansion at the time but was never in any danger. On Saturday, the president thanked the Secret Service.
The Secret Service did a fantastic job last night. I appreciate it. Secret Service did a fantastic job. It was a troubled person. It was very sad, actually. The Secret Service was fantastic.
Thank you. Tran was charged with entering or remaining in restricted grounds while using or carrying a dangerous weapon. He could face up to a maximum of 10 years in prison if convicted. And thousands of Koreans turned out in celebration of the Constitutional Court's decision to impeach President Park Geun-hye. Pro-Park demonstrators were also out in force. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.